Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael, the secret strategy. When it comes to acts of kindness, there are typically one of two operating systems at play, motivating the chesed. The chesed could be a true chesed, or it could be what we may call a chesed investment. Let's first examine what true chesed is. The Torah terms the purest form of chesed as chesed shel emes, a kindness of truth. Chesed shel emes refers to acts of kindness performed for someone who has passed away, including the work of the Chever Kedisha and burying a fellow Jew. When chesed is done for a person who has died, there is zero expectation of reciprocity from the recipient of the kindness. No quid pro quo. No, I'll scratch your back and someday you will scratch mine in return. The person has died and move on to the Olam HaEmes. They are no longer in a position to return any favors. When we care for them, it's chesed in its purest form, which qualifies it as chesed shel emes, true kindness. On the far other end of the chesed spectrum is what we may call a chesed investment. This involves performing acts of kindness with the hope of gaining some personal benefit in the process, whether it's now or sometime in the future. For instance, if someone makes a large donation to a school with the expectation that the donation will secure their child's acceptance to that school, or volunteering at a charity event in order to build one's social or professional connections. While there is definitely still positive value in doing chesed, even if the initial motivation is more selfish in nature, a concept known as mitoch shelo lishma balishma, the goal is to strive to do chesed with as pure motivation as possible. The ultimate goal of Ahavas Yisrael is to carry out the directive of Hashem, to love Jews intrinsically without any selfish motives. A strategy to help strengthen our true chesed operating system is an exercise recommended by Rabbi Avigdor Miller in his book, 10 Steps to Greatness. Rabbi Miller prescribes trying to perform one secret chesed a day. By doing a hidden act of kindness for another Jew each day, we will build our chesed shel emes muscles. Here are some ideas to get you started, but definitely get creative. Chesed is more often an art form than a science. The key to this strategy is to keep your acts of kindness as anonymous as possible. And right before you carry out the chesed, think or just say loud enough for yourself to hear, I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Here's some examples. Give tzedakah anonymously. Contribute to charitable causes without revealing your identity. Support your rabbi's discretionary fund to assist those in need within your community without you knowing who the recipients are. Shovel a neighbor's driveway or do some other helpful task without them seeing you. Take care of a public space that often gets overlooked. This could be as simple as wiping down the counters of the restroom at shul or in the office. Send a small gift or encouraging note to someone who could use a morale boost. By trying to perform a small, secret act of chesed each day, we will become more sensitive to the many opportunities there are to help others because we have a daily goal, a quota that we're trying to meet. And over time, as we focus on performing chesed purely for its own sake, rather than for personal gain, we will naturally deepen our practice of Ahavas Yisrael. 3 weeks, One Heart, is dedicated by Chana Sarah, the Eloi Nishmas, her mother, Minette Schimmel, Mindel Bas Moshe Yosef, and Shendel Dina, who imbued her family with the love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.